the rest of the story. All Tom wanted to do was to go home. It was unseasonably, even unbearably hot in Southern California that autumn. For long minutes, Tom stared at the rippling waves rising from the city pavement, and through the ripples, he beheld a vision of the place he belonged to, his home, Sydney, Australia. He would leave tomorrow. Then he looked down at his tattered briefcase. The edges were worn, the handle was broken, the seams were coming apart. Tom would make it back to Sydney, but that briefcase would not. Then he glanced up, and there, across the fashionable boulevard, was a sign, Beverly Hills Handbag Studio. Perfect! Tom crossed the street, right inside. The proprietor spied the dilapidated satchel, waved his customer to the appropriate display case. Tom scratched his chin. So many choices, so many attaché cases. But the proprietor, eyeing the protruding contents of the threadbare briefcase, asked, "So, what is it you do?" Without looking up, Tom answered, "I'm a writer." The proprietor's eyes danced with excitement. "Well, then," he began enthusiastically, "do I have a story for you?" Still gazing at the selections in the display case, Tom winced. There was that sentence again. "Do I have a story for you?" Different voice, different circumstances, as always, but the same words that he'd heard over and over throughout his literary career. "Do I have a story for you?" And yet, if Tom had learned nothing in all of the years he'd been told that, he had learned that an abrupt dismissal of the stranger's story only prolonged the discomfort by the addition of a preliminary argument. And thus, resigned, Tom said, "Oh, really? Well, tell me the story." And eagerly the proprietor did. And as he proceeded, Tom's gaze slowly lifted from the display case until he had forgotten why he'd come into the store in the first place, or even where he was or where he was going. This riveting tale, leather goods proprietor Leopold Page had been telling for years, even decades, to anyone who would listen, especially to professional writers and movie makers. But nobody had paid even a lick of attention until today. I forget exactly when Tom returned to Down Under. He's probably forgotten as well, but he did spend most of the next 24 hours with Mr. Page, listening and scribbling, and asking and scribbling, and then scribbling some more. That was October of 1980. It has taken all this time for the enthusiasm of a Beverly Hills merchant and an Australian author to be shared by the rest of the world. And yet shared it is. For once upon a nightmare, there was a young man named Leopold, Poldek for short, who caught the Grim Reaper's eye. And yet another man stepped in between them, a man all but unknown to the world at large for half a century thereafter, until the true story of Leopold Page and hundreds like him fell upon the ears of an author named Thomas Keneally, and then years later into the hands of a genius filmmaker named Steven Spielberg. Of course, by now you have heard the story of Leopold Page's rescuer, the Gentile savior of some 1,200 Jews at the height of the Holocaust, Oskar Schindler, who might still be a stranger, except for a tattered briefcase. Now you know the rest of the story.